بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continuing our lessons of Anwar al-Salah, which is extremely important on how to get a namaz of reality and a namaz of life. It is a namaz that is full of connection, and we get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will bring every type of goodness in our lives. It will correct our whole deen, and when our deen is correct, our dunya will become correct. Our deen dunya is correct, our akhirat will be correct. So it's extremely important that we do a course in learning how to perform namaz, and then outward structure first, and then get the reality, the internal aspect of namaz, and then see how a person enjoys this namaz. So we started the first sabak yesterday, and we learned that this namaz is such a great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world to teach us how to get recognition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our main object and purpose of life. And this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a dry subject. It's so enjoyable that there is no treasure greater than the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is such an enjoyment that so beautifully one pious servant says, وہ دو جہاں کے مالک جس دل میں آ جائے مزے دونوں جہاں سے بھر کے پائے. That the king of both the worlds, when you recognize him and he comes into your heart, then you got the enjoyment of greater than both the worlds. This world also will become cold, all the enjoyments, especially haram, artificial enjoyments. And Jannat also, when you actual enjoyment of Jannat is to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is mentioned clearly in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the people of Jannat will forget Jannat itself. And so beautifully Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi, great personality who had recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even today the Western world who regard him as a great philosopher, but they can't understand that he wrote 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. They think it is illiterate, artificial love, that's all that they know. Real love is to make love with the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah doesn't need our love. Allah is so kind that Allah is inviting us to make love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi says, forget Jannat. E shakar khushtar ya shakar saazat. E kamar khushtar ya kamar saazat. Forget Jannat. Is sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar more sweeter? If Allah Ta'ala removes all the sweetness of all the sugarcane plantations throughout the world, then put one whole bag of sugar in your cup of tea, it won't get sweet. And if Allah comes in your heart without sugar, Allah doesn't need to put sugar and honey in your heart to make you feel sweet, to make you feel enjoyable. And that is what Allah Ta'ala says. We don't only control your life, we control your emotions also. إِنَّهُ وَأَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. Is Allah who makes you laugh, Allah who makes you cry. Many times you're feeling sad, the wife also say, what's wrong? Why? I'm just feeling down. No, Allah is putting that feeling in your heart. So when you get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that enjoyment you can't explain. And where you will get this enjoyment, Allah ta'ala has been so kind that Allah ta'ala has granted us so many ni'mats, existence, Muslims. Then Allah sends Anbiya and the greatest of all, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach us this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So further Hazrat mentions, Pas durood is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mukhtar, aur uske aal, athar, aur ashabi kibar par ho jiyo. Then obviously we should be sending durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In whose sadqa we are existing. Who came to teach us about Allah? And if we don't think of a great personality like that, then what? We worth absolutely nothing. So we should realize that durood should be all the time on our tongues. And Allah's name, whatever we do, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most choicest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidul Anbiya. And we are fortunate Allah has chosen me and you to be the followers of Sayyidul Anbiya. Because of his position, we are honored. Allahu Akbar. And if we still don't send durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we still don't imbibe the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, then we are not worth our salt. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. Then we should think of the family of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah sends His special mercies and blessings upon them also. And the Ashabi Kibar, the special honorable companions of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who showed us how to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who showed us how to love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We think we love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we in a dream world. Allahu Akbar. One pious servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, just the thought came to his mind that I think I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam similar to the Sahaba. Just the thought came to his mind. And Allah, according to your piety, Allah Ta'ala nurtures you. And Allah Ta'ala makes your tarbiyat. So Allah Ta'ala showed him in a dream that you think you got similar love to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you far from it, like the Sahaba, you far from it. So what he saw in a dream, he saw there was a horse and cart, and on that horse and cart was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, four Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and himself was on that horse and cart. And that horse and cart was going with a speed, and now it's coming at a cliff, that if he doesn't stop there, that whole horse and cart is going to tumble over. What has the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life is at stake. So he just thought now, how I'm going to stop this horse and cart. In his dream, he's thinking, he say, let me jump off and start getting four rocks or four stone boulders to put by the wheels. He says, I just thought that. And when I look down, four Sahaba, they put their whole lives by the four wheels. They themselves laid down. So where they gave their lives to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to learn that honor Sahaba radiallahu, respect Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and make dua Allah give us an iota of their love. Just not even an iota, just a glimpse of their love and their loyalty to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is what we have to learn from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this loyalty. And all this is encompassed in this lessons of Salah and in Salah itself. So, durood all the time, and upon the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baz rakha, that great personality who kept insan, this human being, far away from going astray and from darkness and from going onto the wrong road, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to block us. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam clearly says in the hadith, I am like that person, that you see a person lit a fire, and all the moths and that, now they see it's fire, it's light, they like the light. So they putting themselves into, they flying into that fire, thinking that they're going to get light, but they burning themselves. Exactly the same, the fire of Jahannam has been lit, and you people think that those are entertainments, enjoyments, all the clubs, those bright lights, they look nice, and you running into there, and I'm pulling you by the back of your, by your back, but you like small children, you pull yourself away and you're falling in. So we have to realize what kindness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon us. And we should be sending durood. And then Allahu Akbar. Or ulama, fuzalaku, zewar ilm wa dani se arasta kya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to beautify the ulama and the great scholars with the beautiful jewelry of knowledge. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with this knowledge and distributed this knowledge to the ulama-i-kiram. And knowledge is actual beauty. And real beauty of knowledge is not just to have it in the kitabs or in our minds. It's when a person practices on that knowledge. Then you see the beauty of that alim, the beauty of those scholars. After that, Hazrat says, Peeche khuda aur naat rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke arbab danish par zahir ho jiye ke musalman ko lazim hai ke apne rab ko pehchane. That after praises of Allah and praises upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people of intelligence, if we think we are intelligent, then it is manifest, it's supposed to be a normal thing that every Muslim should know that it is necessary for me to recognize my Allah. To recognize my, who gave me this life, who gave me this existence. This should be a natural thing that a person wants to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example of this. He says, if somebody leaves a basket of fruit at your door, best quality, export quality, every morning, and he brings it in a beautiful basket, and he puts your name, he just leaves it there, he's gone. You open your door, you see this beautiful basket of fruit. And a person with little understanding, he goes inside, he says, tells his wife, I don't know who's this person. What a good person. He brings us every day. We must find out who is he. So Hazrat says, very good. You should find out who is that person. And you're so worried to find out who is he. But did you ever think for 1 minute that who gave me this eyes to look at that basket? That you're not worried to find out who gave me this eyes. Who gave me this tongue that I can taste all the different sweetness of the different fruits in a split moment. I can taste what is hot, what is cold in a split moment. So just we have to, it's supposed to be a natural thing that a person recognizes Allah Rabbul Izzat and learn about the recognition of Allah or iski sifat jane and know the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat explained so beautifully that mashallah to read the Asmaul Husna, to read it so beautifully and listen, very Mubarak, good. But to know the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, he knows his father is, everybody talks about his father, and his father has got great titles. My father is very rich, he's an orthopedic surgeon, he's this, he's that, but he doesn't know what's the meaning of orthopedic surgeon. He doesn't know what rich means. So what's that? So if a person, we read Asmaul Husna, but we don't know the the names of Allah Ta'ala are, what are the qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar, we're still far from the recognition of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To know the kindness of Allah, that how Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah Ta'ala even feeds those people who sway Allah Ta'ala liyaz billah. Those people who reject Allah Ta'ala totally. Atheists also, Allah Ta'ala says very clearly, they say they don't believe in me, but when they're in the storms, then who they turn to? They turn, they only what? There's only one God, only one creator, they only one say God. They say only one nature that can help us. And when they come to the shores, Allah says they get back involved in all their idol worship or their own way of lifestyle. So a person should know and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Zul Jalal wal Ikram. Allah Ta'ala is not only that great being of majesty, of power, of authority, but all that power and authority today, any person, you just become an ordinary constable. You got little power, authority, you want to show your authority. You don't even want to smile. You don't even want to talk nicely to the people. We see the traffic cops these days generally very cold. They won't even smile to you. They won't even talk nicely to you. They'll be so harsh. But Allah who's got full authority, and not that somebody put Allah on that authority. It belongs to Allah. The whole world, we all belong to Allah. Everything but Allah is Zul Ikram. Allah is that great being who's got kindness also. And what extreme kindness. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he heard this quality of Allah Ta'ala is Zul Ikram, Allah is very kind. He say, Allah, we understand your Jalal, your greatness, your majesty is great. But you are so kind also. Allah Ta'ala showed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and them. Practically, Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, you walking in the open field, there's a rock there, go and take your stick and hit that rock. He hit that rock split in two. There's another rock in there. Allah Ta'ala told him, hit the second rock. He hit the second rock, that rock split in two. Allah Ta'ala told him, he hit that second rock, another rock came out. So Allah Ta'ala told him, hit the third rock. He hit the third rock, and what he sees? He sees in the crevices of the third rock that there is a green worm with a green leaf in his mouth. And that the worm is making dua. Subhana man yarani wa ya'rifu makani wa yarzukuni wa la yansani. That very pure is that great being who's watching me. Right in the crevices of three rocks. So Allah is watching me. And not just watching me. Subhana man yarani wa ya'rifu makani. Allah knows my address. And not only knows my address, Allah delivers my food. Allah doesn't forget. Allah is feeding the whole world. And Allah doesn't forget my food. Allah, Allahu Akbar. And as Hazrat explains so beautifully, that we think we know Allah. We don't even know the qualities of Allah, the meaning of the names of Allah. Like Hazrat explains, our Dada Sheikh asked one Mufti Sahab, his name was Abdul Muqeet. Hazrat asked him, you know what is the meaning of Muqeet, the servant of Muqeet? You say, Hazrat, I don't know. And a mufti is up and he didn't know that what is the real meaning of muqeed. Then our Dada Shaykh explained, and as our Hazrat says so beautifully, they learn from their Shaykh, we learn from our Shaykh. And this is what we learn, our lessons we just revise and pass on. So Hazrat said, muqeed is from the word qut, that great being who gives food. And not just physical food, spiritual food. Gives spiritual food to all the creation. Gives physical food to all the creation. Allahu Akbar. And only Allah Ta'ala can do this. If a person, you got a da'wat by your house, and you invite 50 people, 100 people, but then you start getting phone calls, one person say, you know what, I'm a diabetic. Please try and arrange for me this. So you say, wife, okay, make arrangements for that. Another person will phone, I got high blood, I got this problem. Please try and arrange for me that. Another person will phone, I got some cholesterol. Then you'll say, rather you'll stay at home, never mind. Those who can manage what will cook, you can't, you won't able to cater. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala gave him kingdom over the whole world. And what kingdom? That not only he ruled like a ruler, but he had control over the jinnat. He had control over the animals. He knew the language of the animals, the language of the jinnats. And Allahu Akbar, he had control over the winds also. Yet, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, one day it came to his mind that, oh Allah, you are so great, you feed the whole creation, but you gave me this this kingdom, and you gave me this rulership. Please, give me an opportunity one day to give da'wah to your creation. So Allah Ta'ala says, Sulaiman, that is beyond you. It's impossible. No makhluk has got that ability. So he begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, okay, let me show you that for 1 year I give you the opportunity with all your abilities, all your kingdom, you prepare and gather food for 1 year. When you're ready after 1 year, then tell me you're ready. I'll say, okay, invite my certain creation. Not even the whole creation, certain creation. Sulaiman Ali, imagine he had jinnat, he had how lot things under his power. So how much he has prepared for 1 year. After 1 year he prepared and he said, oh Allah, I am ready. Allah said, you sure, Sulaiman, you ready? He said, yes. Allah Ta'ala sent one whale from the ocean and in one morsel he ate up all that food of 1 year. And he's asking Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I need more. Sulaiman said, saying like, oh Zalim, oh my friend, I prepared this for the whole creation. You ate it up in one morsel and you're asking for morsel. He says, my Allah gives me 3 times this for every meal. Not every day, for every meal. And that's one small creation of Allah. One fish, one whale in the ocean. So how Allah Ta'ala feeds. And insan, we got variety. Every other creation, animals, they're only eating certain type of leaves, certain type of trees, certain type. We, our dasturkhans are full. But our Hazrat says, do we think that we should read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? We forget about the Bismillah. We forget Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, you're so kind. What ni'mat you gave me. So to know the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the sign of recognition and knowing the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ke uske hukam ko maloom kare, that you start learning what is the commands of Allah. My Allah is so great. My Allah brought me into existence. I have to be loving for Allah. I am the slave of Allah. I have to be loving for Allah. So how to love according to how Allah wants me to love? You come to know your father is very great, etc. But now you'll only appreciate his greatness if you love according to his standard, how he wants you to love. So if you don't know how your father wants you to love, and you think you're making his khidmat, but like Hazrat says, many times we make khidmat of the Shaykh also. Khidmat is to give comfort, but we causing difficulty. You want to put your Shaykh's shoe straight, or you want to lift his strap and you letting him fall over. That is not khidmat. So we should learn first. So a person has to learn what is the laws of Allah. So it's extremely important. Faraz upon us that we learn the laws of Allah. Or marzi, na marzi uski tahqeeq kare. And we start finding out that what makes Allah Ta'ala happy. Like in the kitabs of fiqh it comes, the mustahabbat. Faraz, wajib, all that is the mustahabbat. Those that things that make Allah Ta'ala happy. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, our deen, our Shaykh explained yesterday, commercialize. What sawab we'll get, we do that.
Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, anything that just made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, they did it. They didn't look at the reward, how much reward is in there. So to learn what makes Allah happy, what will make Allah ta'ala unhappy, the makruhat, the haram, etc. And to stay very, very far away from those things. Today we are so unmindful of this. We performing namaz, but in namaz, haram thoughts. And in namaz, when we just leave the masjid, how much we are this thing engaged in haram. In the masjid, how much we don't realize causing taklif to somebody. So we don't realize. So we have to learn all these things and find out from the ulama kiram that what are those things that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Just supposed to be a natural thing in a person. But we are so unmindful today. We got time to learn computers. We got time to sit on the cell phone. All that we got time. But what we have to learn, we don't know. And as our Shaykh says today, we didn't even make a niyat why I'm loving. I'm loving now, I'll just get up, I'll play with my cell phone, I'll just go to work. There also I'll waste my time on the phone and on the internet and all that. And this is shaitan's chakkar. To get us involved in all those things and think we are so busy. And what we have to be doing, we're not doing. So to recognize Allah, to learn the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you learn the qualities of Allah, you can't help just falling in love with Allah. That Allah is so kind, Allah ta'ala is so merciful, Allah ta'ala is so generous, Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine. So we should learn. And then, taqeeq kare ke baghair uske bandagi nahi. That without knowing what will please Allah, what will not please Allah, you are not fulfilling the rights of slavehood. We are the slaves of Allah. A slave who doesn't know what his master likes and doesn't do that, then he is not fulfilling the rights of slavery. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully, even a wife, a child wants to be successful, then she learns the mizaj of a husband. Husband wants the tea like this, he wants his clothes like that, and she does it. That's a successful woman. There'll be goodness in their life. A child learns the mizaj of your ustad, you learn the mizaj of your Shaykh, and before he even says something, you do that, that dua comes out from the heart. Dua, mangi nahi jati. You don't ask just for duas. You must take duas. And then mother of the night, that father will think, hey my son, how he does this for me? And that dua, naturally that duas will come out. Those duas are very, very valuable duas. So we have to learn the mizaj. And similarly, the mizaj of Allah, the nature of Allah. Then you don't have to ask, can I wear this kind of type of skipper and read namaz? Can I come to namaz like this? You will just think yourself, can I go to, will Allah be happy with me like this? Naturally you realize, well Allah loves a beard, will Allah be happy with me without? Now you will realize, I made a mistake. Hey, let me correct myself. And that is a servant of Allah. Allah is so kind, so, as we learn in front, that any other person, any other boss, you make mistakes 2-3 times, he'll fire you. Allah Ta'ala gives us chance right till mort, that you realize, just don't make any excuse, just accept, oh Allah, I may ikrari mujrimi. I acknowledge I'm the worst sinner, but oh Allah, I know I made a mistake. I want to change my life. Oh Allah, you please help me. Allah, why not only helps you, Allah wipes out your previous files. And not only Allah tells the angels who's writing your deeds that scratch it out, Allah makes them forget it. So nobody has got ihsan upon you that we did you a favor. That is our Allah. How kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should realize we are the slaves of Allah. And we have to fulfill the rights of slavehood. Or jo bandagi baja lawe, banda ke bagair uske bandagi nahi. Or jo bandagi baja na lawe, banda nahi. And that person who doesn't fulfill the rights of slavery, doesn't obey the commands of Allah, he's not a slave. You want to act like a boss, and then you say, things are hard, I'm getting depression. You act like a boss, Allah Ta'ala is still kind, Allah is still giving us our food. You act like a boss at home, your father will say, that's not your house, my boy. You rather go and find another house. But Allah Ta'ala, we act like bosses. Allahu Akbar. One pious servant, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi, was walking with his murids and a very great buzurg, Chuma, and walking with his murids. So a woman from the top floor threw some ash on him. And a person like me, somebody throw ash, Chuma, and we all going, I left my sleeves, who is this? But immediately Hazrat said, Alhamdulillah. So his murid said, Hazrat, is this time to say Alhamdulillah? He said, Bayezid Bustani is such a useless servant of Allah that he deserves that boiling hot coal should fall on his head and he should be burned to ashes. So these are the friends of Allah who realize Allah's greatness, and what all that we try your best to be the slave of Allah, but we realize we can't fulfill the slavehood of Allah. But Allah still accepts me as his slave, Allahu Akbar. And slave of Allah, this is the highest position. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came to the world to see it, how to be the slaves of Allah. And we find wherever Allah raised and granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam great gifts like Mi'raj. Subhanallahi asra bi abdihi. Pure is that great being who took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the journey of night, his slave. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us tawazu, humbleness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, when I get my plate of food, I sit on the floor like a humble slave of Allah. And I eat my food in such a way that I realize it's Allah's ni'mat. I don't leave little in the plate, and all the crumbs I leave around, I don't pick it up. And today, like people who think they are very advanced and highty-tighty, sit on chairs, eat with fork and knife, and think, and then just leave the leftovers, it must go in the dustbin. That is not slave. You love me like a boss, and then you say, where's Allah's rahmat? Where's Allah's kindness? No, love like a slave. Allahu Akbar, there's many instances, but there's no time to go into that. But just think, look, in this world, if you love like a slave, the master will make you like the boss. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was an ordinary black slave, but he had so much humbleness that Allah gave him a rank that people think he's a Nabi of Allah. That Allah granted him such wisdom that a special surah is revealed in the Quran with regard to his wisdom. And what was his wisdom? That Allah Ta'ala asked him on one occasion, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, do you want kingdom or you want wisdom? He said, oh Allah, it's my choice, then I want wisdom. Kingdom will come to an end. Wisdom will remain with you forever. And Allahu Akbar. And to get wisdom, one way, our Shaykh teaches us that a person who keeps quiet for 40 days for the pleasure of Allah, only what is necessary you talk, not unlike today we just talking and talking and anything. Then that person you'll see after 40 days, words of wisdom, you talk good things. One person heard, but he didn't hear properly in the bayan what Maulana said. He heard Maulana say, 40 days you keep quiet, words of wisdom will come out of your mouth. 40 days he kept quiet, after 40 days he's still swearing in. He said, Maulana, you said 40 days words of wisdom. Maulana said, what was your intention? He said, I kept quiet 40 days for words of wisdom. Maulana said, I said for Allah's pleasure. To eat for Allah's pleasure. And talk what is necessary. People who hear that we have to keep quiet, now you go home also you don't talk. Sign language. No, we have to learn the reality. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he pleased his master so much that any fruit used to come in the city, the king used to buy it first. One time some melons came, the king bought those melons and it was looking so beautiful. The king used to call Luqman alayhi salam, Luqman, come and cut these melons. He cut those melons. The king said, you eat first. Allah, imagine. He is the slave, but the king is making him like the king. So if we become the slaves of Allah, look where Allah will raise you. Allah raised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the pioneer, and it's very clear. And outward people who think they got degrees and they got position, they think that, but who respects them? One ustad used to say, like vegetable respect. Outwardly you just show, when the vegetable leave it in a fridge for one day and it gets little brown, who wants to touch it? So don't fool yourself with titles, because you come to reality. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam cut those melons and he started eating and enjoying, showing his face, happiness. Then the master said, let me also eat a piece. He said, by all means. When the master took one piece and one bite and he fell unconscious, he came right, he said, Luqman, what's wrong with you? He said, what's wrong? He says, this melon is so bitter, and like one piece, and I couldn't stay in my senses, and you eating with relief. Allah, what the answer he gave. He says, oh my master, every day you bless me with so many favors, unlimited. If one day something is little against my nature, should I show it to you? I should just... And Allah Ta'ala is blessing us every day. But we say, why must I wear this clothes? Why must we got objections? Allahu Akbar. So we should do the bandagi. We should realize we the slaves of Allah. And namaz must bring bandagi. That's why when we go for ruku, that we are the slaves of Allah. Of Allah. I came with loads of gunas on my head. You made me bow down and you're throwing off my loads of sins. When you go into sajda, oh Allah, you the highest. but you are allowing me to put my dirty face in front of you. Allah, and if Allah is showing us, the more your best player, your best thing of your body, your face, which you regard as so important, Allah is showing it's not even worth the soil. But realize you are at the feet of Allah, so how honorable you are. That the ground is aspiring, and as we learn in the Kitab after Zohar also, that the earth starts crying, that this Banda used to make sajda, and now he's not making sajda. So if we become the slaves of Allah, the skies will make dua for us, the earth makes dua for us, all the animals make dua for us. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, reality that this is what namaz has to build into us, and this is what the spark of suluk, getting connected to the friends of Allah. Ke badoon uske koi bandagi kabool nahi. And without realizing, I am the slave of Allah, bari bandagi namaz hai. And the greatest form of slavehood, to show I'm a slave of Allah, is this form of namaz. That Allah has given us namaz, the great gift. That is why the most important pillar after iman is namaz. Namaz, as-salatu imadu deen, is the pillar of deen. You leave out your namaz, you're breaking down your whole deen, you're breaking down your slavehood. So namaz is that great, great form of slavehood, to show I'm the slave of Allah. But if namaz becomes namaz, not just outward, our type of namaz, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. How we dress also, we do not concern. Our wuzu also, we not concern. The reality of it, as we learn, and then a person see what a great gift this is. Ke badoon uske koi bandagi kabool nahi. Without bringing namaz in our life and correcting our namaz, Allah won't accept all our other slavery. In other words, you won't get the true fruit. Even zakat you'll give just like a burden. Hey, now I must give my zakat. Our Dada Sheikh says so beautifully, a businessman who's got a lot of money, and he doesn't realize if his zakat comes out for 500,000, for example, or 20,000, just your zakat comes out. He says now when he takes out that zakat, his heart is coming out of his mouth. But if he only realizes that is 2.5% of his extra wealth, which he didn't need for the whole year. And Hazrat says to put him back into heart, back into position, he must just think that I still got 97.5% still in my account. Then his heart will go back. And then if he just thinks that this is the extra, I didn't need it. The height of stinginess is when a person doesn't give his zakat. Then he'll give more than zakat. So anyway, a person, if we learn to humble ourselves with namaz, then see, zakat becomes enjoyable. And now, Allahu Akbar, what is this namaz? Kyunki istira sab bandagiyo aur bure kamo se bachne ka yahi hai. Because the root cause and the root to help us, to save us to become true slaves and to save us from all harms is this namaz. And that is what Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَانِ فَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. This namaz will save you from evilness, shamefulness, and all types of evil. But myself, let me ponder, reading namaz 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 10 years, 5 years. But I read namaz, I'm still involved in sin. So it's not namaz is a problem, my namaz is a problem. Our Shaykh says, you heard that all Toyota cars are very good. You also buy a Toyota car, but you don't service it. You don't change oil, nothing, and now you get stuck. And you say, these Toyota cars are useless. No, Toyota cars are not useless. Your car is useless because you're not servicing it. So we don't, Allah Ta'ala, and Allah, what is car? Car service, who made all these cars? So the biggest machine in the world is this human being. And Allah says, we need service not only 20,000 and 6 months every day. We need 5 times a day service. Because we are the great, as we learn in front, we are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to realize this. So namaz is that root that will, if we bring namaz in our life, outward namaz, then we work on the internal namaz, the wiring, all the fiqh masails, and then the connection. Then see how this namaz, it will take out lies from your life. It will take out all, your eyes will become right, your ears will become right. You won't get involved in listening to music, in ghibat, etc. You are human being, somebody just talks, you realize, hey, just stop the talk of anybody. They take, because that will end up saying some bad words about that person. And you go into ghibat, etc. So this is what this namaz is all about. And Allahu Akbar, see what this great gift of namaz is. Aur us namaz se koi ghafil nahi. And remember, namaz is that great ibadat that no creation of Allah is unmindful. And if insan is unmindful, then how? Every creation of Allah is involved in some part of namaz. In which way? Hazrat explained so beautifully that no creation is unmindful of this great command of Allah. Na darakh, na imarat, na parin, na hayawanat, na asharat, na zameen, na para, pahar, na sitara, na asman, na arwa, na farishte. Allahu Akbar. He says that not even the trees, that is all the vegetation are also involved in namaz. Even the buildings are involved in namaz. Even the birds are involved in namaz. All the animals are involved in namaz. All the reptiles, the crawling animals also involved in namaz. The earth is involved in namaz. The mountains are involved in namaz. The sky, the heavens are involved in namaz. The stars are involved in namaz. Allahu Akbar. All the planets, all the souls also, the angels are also involved in namaz. In which way? Allahu Akbar. Jaise ke namaz darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. The namaz of the trees and the buildings, they only involved in standing position, qiyam. So they got one aspect of namaz. So all the trees when we see also, just think they involved in qiyam. And all the time, how many years they making qiyam? We get tired 2 minutes and we get tired of qiyam. We just up and down. Or the buildings are standing, they in qiyam. They're not just standing on their own. They're not that human being put up that buildings. Who gave them the ability? And then the namaz of, or parind, or hayawanat ki ruku. And the birds, you see, they flying like this. And the animals on 4 legs, they involved in ruku. So the animals, the birds, their namaz is ruku. Or tamam hasharat ki sujood. And all the reptiles, the crawling animals, they on the ground. So they are involved in sajda. Allah Akbar. One aspect, each creation, and great creation of Allah. Just one aspect of namaz they got. Or zameen or pahar ki kuhud, and the earth and the mountains, they involved in the sitting position, attahiyat position all the time. Allahu Akbar. Or sitaru al asman ki harkat, and the stars and the skies that are rotating on their orbit, at what speed? They involved in the movement in namaz. You have to move from this posture to that posture. So they involved in the different movements of namaz. Or arwa, or farishto ki taharat, or tasbih. Or kalima shahadat, or tilawat Quran, or dua, Allahu Akbar. And all the other, the souls, and the angels, what namaz they involved in, purity, tasbih, reading the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading kalima shahadat all the time, they involved some of them making tilawat of Quran-i-Kareem, some of them involved in dua, the malaika all the time. Certain malaika that are holding the arsh of Allah and they praising Allah. Certain malaika are making dua for the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each creation of Allah is involved in namaz. And just one aspect of namaz. And now this insan or insan ko ke khas chapla, khas chela sarkari hai. Sari khubiya tori arse mein marhamat farmaye. And this insan, who Allah Ta'ala says, all the other creation we said, kun fayakun, come into existence, and they came into existence. But insan, Allah says, khalaqtuka biyadayk, I created you special with my special attention. I created, so how special you are. So insan, who is the very, very special servant, the royal servant of Allah, all these goodness, qiyam, ruku, sujood, attahiyat position, qawma, sajda, movement in namaz, all this, in 2 minutes, Allah has granted this great gift to insan. In 2 minutes, you get the ibadat of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how kind is Allah subhanahu? What a great gift. When a person realizes this, then you realize namaz is not an ordinary thing. Namaz is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll understand the statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qurratu ayni fi salah, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. That all the other creation, they only got opportunity to do one act of salah. We got the opportunity to do the whole, how kind is Allah. Food also variety. Ibadat also variety. Allahu Akbar. And as our Hazrat says, this month of Ramadan, the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for a dastarkhan, that they want food from Jannat. Allah is giving us a spiritual dastarkhan. Now there's tilawat, now there's bayan, now there's about talks about durood sharif, now there's Allahu Akbar, making our keeping our fast, then there's the taraweeh. What a variety. Such beautiful things on the dastarkhan. If we don't take of it, then whose fault is it? So the salah also, what a variety we should realize. اور خلیفہ کر کے سب پر ان کو حکم دیا. And Allah Ta'ala made us his Khalifa. Everybody wants to become a Khalifa. We are the Khalifas of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we should realize our position. If we realize our position, and Allah Ta'ala has given us this command, fulfill this command of namaz. And not only that, Allah says, I made you my Khalifa, I give you control of everything. You can control the skies. Now insan is flying jets in the air. Controlling airspace, controlling the oceans, submarines, all Allah Akbar. Insan is controlling big, big elephants. You go India, Pakistan, you see a small boy leading a big elephant, leading a buffalo. Allah Akbar. Who has given us this control? Allah has made us so great. Now, jisne farma bardari ki aur hukam baja liya, uska mansab qaim raha. This is important to realize that who now obeys Allah's command and who realizes that I must fulfill the command of Allah, then he has remained firm on his position. He is deserving to be a Khalifa. As Allah Akbar, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, his son-in-law, Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, once he gave a bayan here, he says, today people like to be a Khalifa. But if you are Khalifa, then you must live up to that position. You must follow the teachings of your Shaykh, that other people can see you also benefit. But if you Khalifa just for name, people must bring presents and make your salam and say wah wah, and you must be invited for this jalsa and that jalsa, and in your private life or like that, you busy watching movies and all that, and he says you're not a Khalifa, you khali afat, you're just causing afat on the earth. So forget him, forget that person. Me, each one must think, I'm a Khalifa of Allah. I am a servant of Allah. Am I afat on the world? As we learned in the kitab also. When a sinful servant passes away, the whole creation takes a sigh of relief. Ah, this man is gone. What he has caused. So I shouldn't be an afat on the earth. I should be fulfilling this command of Allah. Or behesti wa. And if you fulfill the command, you are a slave, you deserve nothing. But Allah says, I have kept your palace in Jannat. And not one palace, palaces in Jannat. Or jisne farna farmani ki, aur us par qayam raha, aur wo be mansab hua, aur ulte pao dozakh ki raha. Allahu Akbar. And a person who now disobeys Allah, and he remains adamant. Allah is so kind. As I said, your boss, he gives you one chance, two chance, and he says, now you fired. Allah doesn't give us one or two chance. Allah gives us chance till your soul comes to your throat and you make ghar ghar. Till then Allah says, make tawbah. Correct your life. Till then if you remain adamant and stubborn, now Allah says, your only word to be thrown upside down into Jahannam. Allah save us all. Aur janna chahiye ke jo koi namaz panchgana na ada kare, usko sawab aisa. Allah Akbar. Then further Hazrat explains that a person who performs this ibadat of namaz, then he'll see all the other ibadats are also included in this. So we should realize that we have to do our cause of the marifat of Allah. And then learn namaz, that the outward structure, and not just the wiring, the all the rules of fiqh, but the connection of namaz. And then when a person gets this connection, and then a person realizes that this namaz will change your whole life. Now namaz is enjoyment. It's not just like a person, he enjoys a certain meal, and he knows the wife made biryani, he can't stay without it. Now we won't able to stay without our salah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding just to get a glimpse of the reality of salah, where we'll even know. That's why as you progress in salah, it just becomes more and more enjoyable. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah.